Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. Our 19th voice in this series is Hussein Rashid.
I was born and raised here in New York. My parents were born and raised in Tanzania, as were most of my grandparents, and before that, South Asia. We are Ismaili Shia, which means that we believe that the Aga Khan is the descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, and that he is the rightly guided spiritual leader of the community.
Now a professor of religious studies at Hofstra University in New York, he also writes for Religion Dispatches and other blogs. Here, Hussein tells us about one of his favorite nights of Ramadan, and later recites one of his favorite passages from the Quran, the verse of light.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing I associate most with Ramadan during this month, we're told that this is when the Quran was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. And that night is called the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And that night we stay up all night in prayer, in remembrance, what's called dhikr. And to me, this is the thing I looked forward to most in Ramadan. It usually happens about a week before the end of Ramadan. So we've been fasting for about 3 weeks, and you're up all night in prayer. And it's just an incredibly moving and powerful experience where you're sitting with a group of people and you're remembering God, you're remembering God's attributes silently to yourself and then out loud. And you're in constant prayer and you're thinking about the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. To me, this is the thing I look forward to, I associate most with Ramadan. It's this night, all-night vigil. When you haven't been eating, especially now during this month when we've got such long sunlight hours and, you know, caffeine withdrawal is a really big concern, that it's very easy to give in to that sort of irritability, that anger, to be focused so much on the physical, you forget that there's a larger goal to become a better person during this month. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the struggle of Ramadan. It's not from the food. It's controlling all the things that come out when you don't have the food. Mm-hmm. And so that to remember that imperfection, to remember that we are striving to better ourselves, that's really the hardest part of Ramadan, and that's really what the power of the month is. One of the great experiences of Ramadan is that it is always a new experience. There are always new people in your lives. There are always new experiences to think and reflect on. There's always a moment to remake yourself and your relationship with your faith. And, you know, that's one of the more exciting things about Ramadan for me, is that it's a time of spiritual renewal. So there have been moments where it's worked very powerfully for me, where I feel like I'm totally cleansed from top to bottom. And there are other times where I feel like this was, you know, I've done my fasting, but I'm not reborn, for lack of a better word. I'm not reborn in the way that I would like to be. And it just pushes me to strive harder for the coming year. Absolutely beautiful passages, but I think probably the one I keep coming back to the most is chapter 24, verse 35. It's called the verse of light, and it reads like this: God is the light of the heavens and the earth. The resemblance of his light is that of a niche in which there is a lamp, the flame within a glass, the glass a glittering star lit with the oil of a blessed tree, neither of the east nor of the west. The oil appears to light up, even though no fire touches it, light upon light. God guides to his light whom he will. So God gives words of wisdom for men, for God has knowledge of everything. And I think that's probably the one I keep coming back to again, probably for similar reasons I come to Fatiha, is that it's about God's guidance, eternal guidance, his wisdom, his knowledge, and his desire for us to better ourselves through that.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.